For those who are still alive.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for Brother Green. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. God, that you'd open up my spiritual comprehension. I want you to ask God that. Say, God, open up my spiritual comprehension, my spiritual understanding. And sometimes we don't understand why, you know, we do the things that we do in church. You may look around and it might not be familiar with you as far as why, you know, these people are praising God and worshiping God. And sometimes we don't understand. Amen. But there's a purpose. Oh, glory to God. There's a purpose in everything. And we're making way for the King. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. We're starting fresh.
Yes.
We're starting what our mind is thinking. Hallelujah. We're not focused on the time. We're focused on God.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. You know, if you focus on the time, you just might be carnal minded. Hallelujah. But we're singing to God. We sing everything else. Hallelujah. We jump in the car and turn the radio on. Amen, somebody. Turn the radio on and we start singing.
Yep.
Hallelujah. But guess what? Sing to the Lord. Minister. See, what we're doing, we're ministering back to God. Amen. We're ministering to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we want God to minister to us.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. So, Father, we thank you for enlightening the eyes of our understanding. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your people. Make your face to shine upon your people. Be gracious unto your people today, God. I pray for forgiveness of sins. We want to shut every door. Hallelujah. And the enemy might not have access in this place to trick you, to bamboozle you. And so, Father, forgive us of sins, known and unknown. We pray in the name of Jesus. Let the church say, I agree.
I agree.
To God. God, we thank you for giving the people ears to hear. Hallelujah. I want you to open your mouth and confess, I have ears to hear. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can't sing it, something might be wrong with you. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Because how many want to hear what God has to say?
Yes.
Even I want to hear it myself. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes I go back and I listen to the message because guess what? I'm like, you know, there are times where people are calling me and saying, when you said this, somebody just called me recently and said, when you said that, and I was like, when did I say that? You know, I couldn't even remember what I said. Oh, glory to God. And so there's times that I got to go back and hear what's being preached and taught. Go to Isaiah 65 and 16. Isaiah 65 and 16. Thank God that my reader's back. Amen. Hallelujah. I missed the last week. I would have fired her, but she wasn't here, so she's back now. Glory to God. I was thinking to myself, I said, man, God dropped some good stuff on me, and she ain't hitting me. Hallelujah. That's right.
Which verse
the question? I want somebody to get the Amplified version also, but Isaiah
65 and 16.
Amen. Keeping in mind what Joshua, what you all were singing earlier, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Come on. What they're doing is that they're singing, somebody say, the word of God. They're declaring the word of God. They're decreeing the word. They're saying, I'm blessed. Oh, glory to God. You know, they're singing that in the midst. I don't care. Some of us might have left home and seem like all hell is broken out. Seem like we don't, you know, we're not probably in the place that we want to be. But yet they're opening their mouths and saying, I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Come on, I like to say I'm blessed when I'm laying down and I'm blessed when I'm rising up. Because you're really not making money till you start making money in your sleep. When you start making money in your sleep, that's when you're really making money.
Yes.
But we're going to find out what does God's word has to say. It says what?
Amen. Isaiah 65, 16 in the Amplified, it says, so it shall be that he who invokes a blessing on himself in the land shall do so by saying.
He who invokes a blessing. You mean to tell me you can bless yourself? You mean to tell me that you have the ability to open your mouth and bless yourself? What does the King James, James Version has to say?
It says, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth.
In the God of truth. Oh, glory to God. So I can take the truth of God's word, open my mouth, and release a blessing upon myself. We spend so much time allowing perverse things, ungodly things, vain things coming out of our mouths, and we don't even know that we have the ability to do what? To bless yourself. With what? With the truth, with the word of God. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we're looking all outside of ourselves for somebody else to bless us. No, baby. The Lord set this thing up where you can bless yourself. Come on. With his word. Come on. He said, you shall do so by what?
saying? Say, well, guess what? I need to be asking you, what are you saying? What are we saying? Come on. What's coming out of your mouth every day? Because the Bible says as long as the earth remains, come on, there shall be seed time and harvest time. Come on, somebody. Your words, the words that come out of your mouth, come on, those are seed. Come on. We're worried about it. Some of us are eating from the harvest of what has come out of our mouths.
Jesus.
You gotta be nice about this thing. Sit down. You gotta sit down. I'm going to pray, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be nice.
Be
truthful.
Well, guess what? There's some things that I'm living right now because that's my harvest.
Yes.
It's from seeds of words that I have sown over the word of God a long time ago.
Yes.
And I'm seeing the manifestation.
Yes.
Of the seeds of what has come out of my mouth. Come on, let me say this here. If your life is jacked up,
yeah.
Huh?
So the
Bible says seed time and harvest time, as long as the earth endures. Come on, somebody. It ain't going nowhere. So that lets me know that we got to be careful as to what type of seeds or what type of words somebody said are coming out of our mouths. Okay? All right. Let me say this here. Christian words matter. You know, we got all this here matter movement, all lives matter, black lives matter. No, no, no. Christian words matter. And the problem is that we're not speaking truth. We're quick to speak what Satan would have us to speak, or the language of the world. God, I want to get ahead of myself. Hebrews 11 and 3. Says what, boy?
It says, by faith.
By faith.
We understand.
Now, let me say this here. When you start opening your mouth,
amen.
Come on. There are things that I speak, and I speak it by faith. I shared with everybody last Sunday. I was on my way to have breakfast. I realized I left my wallet. Guess what? I didn't stay in the car. I got up out of the car, walked in the restaurant like I was supposed to be there. Come on. With my no wallet, no money self. I got in there, I sat down, oh glory to God, I might have had a menu, I can't remember, but guess what, before I got out of the car, I opened my mouth and decreed in faith that I'm having breakfast this morning and that somebody was buying me breakfast, oh glory to God. Well, guess what, when the waitress came up and I said, you know what, I think I forgot my wallet, someone across from me said, I'll buy his breakfast. Even the waitress said, I was going to buy your breakfast. Somebody across from me said, I'll buy his breakfast. And another table said, if they would have bought your breakfast, then somebody else was going to buy your breakfast. Why? Why? Because when you get the revelation and understanding the word of God of how words work, how words affect the spirit realm. Come on. You don't, because some of us don't even understand that, guess what? You were created in what? The image of God and what? His likeness. You are like God. You're created in his image and you have a likeness to God. Okay. Alright. And so if you're like him, you need to examine how God operates. You need to examine what God does. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Come on. He created the... I want to do it in the front of it, but I'm not going to. He created the heavens and the earth. Let me show you something. How did he do it?
With words.
By speaking it out of his mouth. By saying something. Come on, somebody. By saying something. By saying something. Tell somebody, say something. Say something. What are you saying? What are you saying? He created the universe, the first, second, and third heaven. Come on, somebody. Because some of your Bibles may say heaven, but some of your Bibles may say heaven. I mean, heaven, but some of your Bibles may say heavens, plural. So he's the creator. It's one of the first things he revealed about himself. That's why you need to understand that the language you speak, God gave you words. Words are for communication, but it's also for creation. Your words create things. Come on. Your words create a plague in your life if you speak the wrong things. Come on. If you're running around always saying, I'm broke, I'm busted and disgusted, I'm in lack and this and this and this, then guess what? You're going to have what you say. That's your harvest. My God, you got that? Did you get that, bro? You got that? Woo, I can tell he got it. He went crazy. He went to look like he's about to take off. Come on. That's your harvest. Come on. Somebody say, Lord, we cancel the words. Every evil word. God, first I repent. Lord, I repent. Oh, glory to God. Forgive me for allowing stupid stuff to come out of my mouth. Because some of us didn't realize that God was a what? It's a spirit. He's a speaking spirit. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And when he says something, it is. It is. So guess what? Now you created him in this image. He did say greater works shall we do. So guess what? The same way that God, okay, all right, let me help you out here. And I said this last week. Some of the stuff I wasn't planning on going back over. When we look in the Bible, and we look in the book of Genesis, you know, a lot of us read where God put Adam in the garden to tend the garden and to fix the garden up. That's true, he did. But a lot of us think that Adam was around there with all of that, you know, all of that big old giant garden. With a shovel, come on, with a rake, with a hoe, come on, with axes, tree. You think he was around that way? How many know the Bible says that Adam did not sweat? Adam did not toil. Come on, somebody. Until he sinned. Okay. He didn't toil until he sinned. So what was Adam doing to fix the garden up? He was speaking, oh glory to God, because you need to understand that guess what? He, just like God had power over creation, God spoke creation into existence, he was doing what God was doing. He was speaking. If he didn't want an apple tree over here, he would command that apple tree to come, and I want you to get over here. You Moses, I want you to get around the apple tree. He would open his mouth and speak. He would do it by what? Saying. Somebody say, saying. What are you saying? Oh, glory to God. What is coming out of your mouth? So what happened? When he sinned, come on. Okay, all right. God put him out of the garden, but let me show you something. Okay, let me go there. Some of you all, God have to do you a favor because you don't know your identity. You don't know who you are. Come on, somebody. And so God, and God don't want you to say something stupid and mess yourself up for the rest of your life. And so he turns the power down in your mouth. That's why you wonder why when you say things, come on, when you say devastating things, when you say crazy things, come on, oh glory to God, you don't see it manifest. Why? Because the power is turned down in your mouth. And usually if the power is turned down in your mouth, that means that God don't trust your mouth. You got to get to a place in life, guess what, where God can turn the power up and keep it up. Come on. Some of us even as preachers, oh glory to God, God turned the power up when we get behind the pulpit. Come on, somebody. But then some preachers, he got to even turn the power down, okay, when they get from behind the pulpit. So God has to, somebody say, God has the switch, the knob. God has the power knob. Oh, glory to God. Why? Until you mature, until you grow up, come on, somebody, until you watch what's coming out of your mouth. Because, let me say this, God, some of us, you just put yourself in one category. You just look at yourself as a Christian. Oh, glory to God. But you're a son. But you're also the army of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We just look at ourselves as sheep. You know, we know that, you know, the Bible makes reference to the Lamb of God, Jesus being the Lamb of God. But sometimes we only got him in one category because he's a lion also. Because I was listening to a guy one day, and he would literally make it sound like we're not supposed to fight. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like sitting there saying to myself, we fight. We just fight with words.
Right, that's right.
You know, you hear something like, oh, I don't see nowhere in the Bible we were told to fight. Oh, yeah, we were told to fight with words. When you see Jesus doing combat with the devil, oh, glory to God, what's going on there? The devil says something?
Yes.
Jesus said. The then Jesus says something. When the devil says something, Jesus, and every time Jesus would say something, he would say, it is written. Because you can't mess with it is written. You can't mess with the truth. Come on, somebody. You can't mess with the word. The Bible says the word of God is established for whatever. The glory to God. It's established. It ain't going nowhere. The devil can't do nothing with it. Oh, glory to God. And after they exchanged words several times, the devil had to flee. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But the devil answered, the devil don't want you to know this because guess what? He wants to manage and keep on managing and controlling your life. And speaking of the whole body of Christ, some of that allowed him to do it. We're allowing him to control and dictate to our lives. Tell somebody we're an army.
We're an army.
I just believe that God is waking up his people. God is teaching our hands how to move. Come on, somebody. You know, some of us have been in the body of Christ for years and we don't know how to rule. We don't know how important words are. I was dealing with a customer and she talks about Christ, talked about going to church. So, you know, my assumption is that, you know, she's a Christian. And so, but she said, the doctor said that I'm going to have this all for the rest of my life. And we know I jumped right in there. And I'm like, no, you don't have to have that for the rest of your life. And I begin to tell her about the goodness of God and even how important it was to, you know, to watch what was coming out of her mouth and et cetera, et cetera. And she sounded like she was getting it. She sounded like she was all into it. And then next thing you know, she goes in another section of the shop. And next thing you know, I heard her in there again boasting about, I got to have this for the rest of my life. I said, well, she did one other thing. Come on. Instead of saying something like, I'm healed by his stripes, she was willing to confess that she's going to be plagued with this for the rest of her life. And to go around, keep on telling everybody, I'm going to be plagued with this the rest of the glory to God. So guess what? Now the devil got a right to do what he's doing because of what's coming out of her mouth. And she can be healed, but somebody else's faith got to heal her. Say that again. She can be healed, but somebody else's faith got to do it. Because her faith is in what the doctor had to say. Her faith is in the words that the doctor had to say. Glory to God. Somebody say the blood of Jesus. 20 and 32.
It says, so now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
He says, I'm commending you. Some Bibles may say commit. I'm commending you to God. I'm commending you to God and what?
The word of his
grace. The word of his grace. What is grace? What is grace? It's the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the help of God. The ability of God. The source of God. Some of us, you know, we quote the scripture, we're saved by grace through faith. And we ought to find out what grace is. Yeah. It's God's help for you. To help you to live this life. Come on, somebody. To help you to get ahead. And so he says, I'm commending you to God in what?
The word of
his grace. So he's commending or committing you to God and to his word. Come on. And there's grace upon that word to help you out. Read.
Which is able to build you up.
So the word can build you up.
Yep.
The word can build you up. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
I'm not saying it, but the Bible says you using the right words can build you up. But you using the wrong words can tear you down. You using the wrong words can tear your life up. Come on, somebody. Actually, Fox, he's in the group.
Yes, it's able to build you up, give you an inheritance.
And give you an inheritance. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, did y'all get that? What you speak out of your mouth, the truth that you speak out of your mouth will help you to receive your inheritance. Some of y'all, you're like, well, you know, hey, I've been serving the Lord for, you know, such and such. I haven't seen my inheritance or that things that I'm waiting on. Sometimes God is waiting on out of my house to get right. Your mouth can build you up and help you to receive your inheritance. Or your mouth can delay your inheritance. Your mouth can stop your inheritance. The children of Israel out of the wilderness, what do they say? They say, oh, there's giants in the land. Y'all tricked us. We ain't going in there and such, and God gave.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference. And that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.